Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, defending America, unafraid, we are the What's On Your Mind program. Glad to have you on our team. You can call us at 271-1100. You can text us at 237-1590. A couple things we're going to tackle in the first hour of the program. I want your take, and this news has been out for, I guess, about 24 hours, maybe a little more, that the Biden administration, Environmental Protection Agency, has a new rule. That's how they do things, see? They make a rule, and you live by it, whether you like it or not. Screw Congress. Screw any kind of deliberation or debate or anything like that. This is just some agency that makes a rule. And the rule they are making is to say in 9 years, two-thirds of the vehicles sold in this country must be electric vehicles. Only one-third can be combustible engine.
How exactly? And I emphasize the word exactly.
Don't inject reality into
how exactly and specifically does that happen?
I'm telling people what the rule is, and I want to know what your reaction to that is. What do you, especially here in the North Country, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, that's rather dangerous. Tell me
a tough sell.
What do you think of this edict from the Biden administration? Okay? 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. You can also text us 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. We have Ben Shapiro with a few thoughts in an interview with Megyn Kelly on a topic that's been in the news. Speaking of which, and that is, you know, by the way, Governor Doug Burgum also signed into law.
Discriminatory, terrible signature that he did, according to the ACLU.
Yeah.
Want to eliminate trans people from all aspects of life? How dare he?
No, what he wants to do is protect
women's ACLU
sports.
ACLU statement right here in front of me wants to eliminate trans people from all aspects of life.
It's protecting women's sports. That's all the bill does. Says, if you are a biological male, you cannot play a women's sport.
Cody Shuler, ACLU North Dakota, says they're about erasing an existing trans and excluding trans people from participation in all aspects of public life.
Well, that's
evil doers. That's evil trans haters.
That's woke gobbledygook is what that is.
That is exactly what that is. No one wants to eliminate anyone from all aspects of living the life they're comfortable living. Get out of the pool.
So, Governor Burgum has signed legislation, never mind the ACLU. That's what they say about it, and if you agree with them, you can call us as well. But what the governor is saying, what the legislation says, passed in North Dakota, is very simply, biological male can't play in girl sports. That's all.
Megyn Kelly was on with Shapiro, broke this down perfectly.
Leah Thomas' social media. Leah Thomas, it appears, has a serious fixation on autogynephilia and gets off as a man in dressing as a woman. It's a sexual fetish. So what we really have is somebody who is in the women's locker room, taking the women's trophies and the women's medals, and getting off on the fact that he is dressed like a woman, immersed with women, and they want the women to get the therapy. That we have crossed the Rubicon now to where
Amen.
Formerly tolerant me, don't be so hateful, Dr. Abloh, has become like an activist on this. Like, get out. Get out of our swimming pools. Get out of our locker rooms. Get off of our track meets. Get out. We'll find an accommodation for you. Hopefully you'll get the help you need. But we are not surrendering girlhood or womanhood to you and your mental issues. You look.
Get out.
Megyn Kelly,
get out.
Saying that pretty well.
Perfectly said.
Exactly right.
And you know what? You are going to take no for an answer here, dude. Sorry. The answer is still no. No matter how much you scream and yell and throw things.
So those are a couple of things we welcome your calls on and opinions. Share them with us. Lay it on us. Also on the show today, Dr. Robert Malone, the author of Lies My Government Told Me and The Better Future Coming. We'll tell you about a new prescription drug affordability board in Minnesota. Proposed legislation. Why do I get a little suspicious when I hear about a prescription drug affordability board?
Oh, yeah.
In Minnesota. I don't know why.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right. That and more on the program today. James and Cavalier, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, James.
Good morning. Say, when it comes to these electric cars and the mandate they're going to get rid of making gas-powered cars, we're going to be like Cuba because we're going to be driving 30, 40-year-old gas-powered vehicles because nobody's going to buy these electric ones. And
the same thing
has kind of happened with the truck.
Well, I was going to say they'll find a way to, you know, make sure you can't get gas for them or something. I hear what you're saying.
We can make moonshine. We can make gas for them.
There you go. There you go.
Sorry, I interrupted you. What else did you want to say?
Well, that's the same thing with like all these emission controls on a lot of these semis that went back, you know, that started years ago. A lot of people are holding on to their older trucks, so they don't have to, you know, comply with all the emission standards with the DEF fluid and everything else. It's hard to find an older truck because people aren't selling them. They're hanging on to them.
Well, when your government says two-thirds of vehicles sold less than 10 years from now are going to be electric vehicles, I can understand why, can't you, James?
Well, I'm going to find myself a 75 Oldsmobile and take good care of it and drive that for the rest of my life.
Amen, brother. There you go.
Thanks for the call, James. Appreciate you. Bruce and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I got three comments about this electrical cars stuff. A while back, last year, down in Florida during they had that hurricane, wasn't there some vehicles that exploded when they were submerged in water? Now, that might be a extreme case right there of a battery exploding in extreme water. But think about it. You're in a heavy rainstorm. I would be scared of driving an electric car in a rainstorm if that happened down in Florida. And also, the Ford Motor Company, they had a factory that had a surplus of those batteries for vehicles. They shut that factory down, what the internet article I read, because the batteries in that factory were exploding. I don't know why they exploded, but whatever reason they gave you or what you heard, do you really trust it? Do you really think that whatever they say, the government or the Ford Motor Company are going to tell you, are you going to really trust them of what happened there? I never heard what happened. I don't know what happened. And another thing, anybody who wants to buy a Ryobi lawnmower, I just saw them at the Home Depot, $5,000
for
these lawnmowers.
Holy buckets.
Also think about that. You're riding a Ryobi lawnmower and a rainstorm come. Are you safe? Just something to think about. That's all I have. Thank you,
Bruce. Appreciate the call. You have a great day. Alex in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I'm just curious. I'll ask this real quick. But what's this I hear about a possible prisoner exchange with this Wall Street journalist, but yet we still have this veteran, Paul, sitting over there incarcerated? Ain't that correct? Like, what? I haven't heard anything different about that.
Exactly right. And I heard the same thing yesterday. Well, they wouldn't confirm it, but there's reports out there that they're discussing a prisoner swap. You know that's the only way they're going to get the journalist back. But when, what's her name? Brittany Griner? Is her first name Brittany? Am I remembering that right? The basketball player? You know, there was talk then, hey, what about this veteran that's been sitting there? And they said, well, you know, he's a priority too. So now the
been there for years.
Yeah, reporter goes to front of the line. I don't know. It's the Biden administration. They could screw up a one car parade, Alex. It's
yes,
awful.
Sir.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thanks for the call, because you're right. That's definitely in the news. Myron in Minnesota, when we come back on the program. Speaking of this woke green energy agenda that says, yeah, two-thirds of the cars are going to be EV, and we're just going to set this arbitrary date, and it will be. You only pull something like that off if you have this ridiculous woke green energy utopia view of the world. Charlie Kirk had an interesting conversation with someone of that ilk recently that I feel a need to share. We'll do that too. Tell me what you think of the federal government mandating two-thirds of the cars as EV. 271-1100.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the car, so come on.
How old is this dude? 48 today. Lou Bega.
All right.
One hit wonder. Well, he's had a ton of hits, like, I think, in the Latin world, but.
Make you happy kind of song.
You can't go to a wedding and not have this one play.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, friend, is amazing that song like that could be as popular as
it is. Yeah, it's still like, making his house payment, though. I guarantee you.
Unbelievable. Hey, H.A. Thompson & Sons, one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. You know, they've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services since 1908. Started in Bismarck, but now serve North Dakota, all of South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Find out more at hatnsons.com, because if you need it, furnace, air conditioner, water heater, garage heater, bathroom models, garbage disposal, humidifier installation, how about indoor air quality? They do that better than anybody. hatnsons.com, hatnsons.com. Myron is here. Let's go to you, 701-271-1100. A couple topics we've thrown out onto the table here this morning. One is the EPA mandating electric vehicles. Two-thirds of all electrical, all vehicles sold, two-thirds of all electric, keep saying electrical, but what I want to tell you is that two-thirds of all vehicles sold will be electrical if the EPA has its way in just 9 years. What do you think of that? And then the governor has signed legislation passed by the North Dakota House and Senate that says, this is shocking, this is outrageous, I'm warning you, you may need to turn down the sound because this could trigger you. The new law in North Dakota says if you're a biological male, you can't play in a female sport. I know. Try to process that and call if it bugs you. 701-271-1100. Sorry, Myron. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
That's all right. You know what this does to me? I live in Minnesota. It makes me want to move to North Dakota or South Dakota. That's number one. But transgenderism, I call it, Minnesota wants to let the state or the medical people help minors get the sex change stuff without parents okay. That's ridiculous. And Minnesota, blackout bill. They're gonna be just like California over here. North Dakota just needs to cut all power over here and then it'll come sooner for them. And then we've talked about, you guys have talked about so many things, but gun control in Minnesota stinks. So like I say, I want to move to North or South Dakota.
We take you.
By the way, it's a done deal in Minnesota. The Trans Refuge is another vote in Tim Wall's signature away from becoming law. Prevent out-of-state laws from interfering in the practice of gender-affirming health care.
Yeah. And the parents don't need to know. Did you say the law is passed, but he hasn't signed it yet?
Yeah, well, it says establishing Minnesota as a trans refuge is another vote and gubernatorial signature away from becoming law.
Oh, they got to vote one more time.
They got to vote one more time.
Okay.
House passed, I think.
And we had a representative.
And you know what will happen? People, if they come to my family's home to try to take a minor out of that home, they'll probably get shot. That's a serious thing, but that's what could happen.
Yeah, he signed the, and about a month ago, he did sign the, not even March, well, a little over a month, March 8th, he signed the executive order protecting the rights of those folks for gender-affirming health care, which means whacking off body parts. Let's be real about, you know, but getting your hormones, getting your testosterone, whatever, and let's add a few, take away a few. You can do that here if you're 14 without your parents, no problem.
Yeah, and to me, the most egregious part of that is you know, look, you're 21 and over, you do what you do.
You bet.
21, 20 and under, those are children, and parents should have a role. There's no doubt about it, none whatsoever. So it's a sad state of affairs.
God's wrath will come down on these people.
I wouldn't mess with it.
God's wrath will come down on these people.
Myron, appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Mike in Carrington, you're next, and what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Scott, you asked what we think about the EPA decreeing that two-thirds of the vehicles sold are going to be electric. That sounds like central planning from a communist government. I didn't think we had that here.
It's exactly what it is. How about the idea that you're driving your car one day, your EV, and for some reason maybe you owe child support or whatever, and the government just turns your car off? Just, you know.
Well, it isn't going to be just turning your car off. They're going to turn off your money at the bank, or you can't get gas. I think they do that in China with their social credit system or whatever they call it over there.
Yeah, no, it's number one, it's not realistic at all. It's ridiculous. They don't care for many reasons.
That's what comes out of central planning. They declare that it is going to be. They don't care what the marketplace says. They don't care what the infrastructure says. They don't care what the people say. They say this is the way it's going to be, and then you have to figure out how to live with it instead of it being the other way around, where the people, the market, determine what works, and the market responds to that and provides the service. It's absolute insanity.
Sure is, Mike. Appreciate the call, and well said. Jeff's on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind at 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Jeff.
Morning, Scott. Say, you know what that EV mandate reminds me of? Do you remember back in the mid-70s, early 70s, they tried to push the metric system on us? How did that turn out?
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was beautiful. Yeah, they didn't the signs start showing up with both metric and both measurements on them, and it didn't work out too well because we
saw the first time I saw 100.
No.
Say again, Jeff.
Well, I remember sitting in class, and the teacher's trying to teach us, and they didn't even like it. I mean, it's a great system. It's very simple, but we're old dogs. We're Norwegians, Scandinavians up here. This is the way it is.
Yeah. So you think the EB mandate is going to go the way of the metric mandate?
I sure do.
Well, it will. It will have to crumble of its own weight just because there's a million examples of how this is just stupid.
We don't have enough materials to build and maintain and sustain these batteries. And then what's going to happen come recycle time? That's what I, you know, are they going to be able to recycle these things like car batteries and dissect all the chemicals and materials, metals that are in these, and to be able to use them again?
And the cost of that.
Unanswered question.
No.
And the cost of that, too.
Oh, better be wearing a hazmat suit when you recycle them, too.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Texture says one reason things are going so crazy is because the rules are being made by people who are, wait for it, pencil pushers.
Yeah.
And have never worked a real job.
Amen.
Get a little utopian worldview in that cubicle. Somewhere in the EPA.
Never been in the real world.
I think you're right. Another says, if the government's going to mandate EVs, does that mean if people refuse to comply with another of their socialistic programs, they'll be arrested or fined, penalized in some ways? They're going to make the car manufacturers do this.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. The House Judiciary Committee will hear from victims of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's policies during a hearing in New York next week. This as crime continues to be a problem in the Big Apple. Jennifer Harrison, founder of Victims Rights in New York, says Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should focus more on fighting for crime victims, not wasting his time prosecuting the former president A federal appeals court has preserved access to an abortion drug for now, but under tighter rules.
Those rules would allow the drug only to be dispensed up to 7 weeks, not 10, and not by mail. The drug, mifepristone, was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration more than two decades ago. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled Wednesday just before midnight, and the case may now be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Under the appeals court order, the FDA's initial approval of mifepristone in 2000 is allowed to remain in effect for now, pending a potential Supreme Court ruling. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Oh, goodness sakes. Thursday already, huh? Find out what's for lunch today. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Any size fountain pop is 79 cents today, so that's a good deal. Don't forget to stock up on the Pizza Corner Pizza at $6.99, too. And as wet as it is out there, make sure you got washer fluid, and they got them on sale, $2.69 for the blue, $2.99 for the purple. At PetroServe USA. And some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today, like Sloppy Joe's on 45th Street in Fargo, Beefy Noodles in Glendon, Chicken Enchiladas, 12th Avenue and I-29, Pulled Pork or Chip Beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Barbecue Pulled Pork or French Dip Sandwich in Valley City, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You know, these environmentalists with their woke agenda love the flowery talking points about how they're saving the earth. EV vehicles will save the planet, Kev. You know that?
Oh, of course.
They're green. They're
wonderful.
Gotta
have it.
But they kind of can answer tough questions. Charlie Kirk was at some campus last night. I forget where he's at because he's at so many different places.
Yep.
And an environmentalist came up.
Oh, boy.
But couldn't answer some basic questions about the batteries and the...
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. You ready for this?
Yep.
All right.
I am answering, where do we get the cobalt to make the batteries, and what do we do with them?
So, like, your argument is not this mining argument, right? Like,
no, I'm not making. I'm asking a question, dude. Like, where do we get it from?
It's a straw man because you're
answer
just
answer the question.
No, I am answering questions. So you're arguing about this.
I've
renewable
asked a question.
Energy,
I'm not making an argument. You can't answer the question because deep down you know that cobalt-powered batteries are worse for the environment than liquid and natural gas and nuclear power. So you come up on here to try to virtue signal. I love the environment, but as soon as you ask me about the incredibly environmentally inefficient, destructive, animal-killing, acidic-producing batteries, you're a strong man. You're out of time. Thanks for being here tonight.
Bye. Get out.
Have a seat.
Have a seat.
It's so true. I mean, just answer a basic question for crying out loud.
John Stossel. Remember John Stossel?
Yeah.
He's got a lot going on YouTube. About 5 months ago, he had he put out a couple of, it's called Electric Cars, Inconvenient Facts Part 1. And this was just the first.
Understand. Electric cars are amazing.
This is Mark Mills.
Like Mark Mills of the Manhattan Institute do understand. He says the trend to electric is a good thing.
But it won't change the future in any significant way with respect to oil use or carbon dioxide emissions.
Huh.
That's Inconvenient Fact 1. More electric cars will hardly dent oil use. If all of us bought electric cars, would it make any difference?
So the world has 15, 18 million electric vehicles now. It could go to 300 million. maybe 500 million vehicles. I don't think it would get that many, but that's the aspiration. That would reduce world oil consumption by about 10%. That's not nothing, but it doesn't end the use of oil for the world.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I think 300, I mean, we have 290 million vehicles on the road in this country. And he's talking about 300 million globally. And we're going to do that in 10 years here? Really? How exactly?
What do you think of this new mandate from the Biden administration saying auto manufacturers, two-thirds of the vehicles you sell in 9 years will be electric? And you will like it! Tell us at 701-271-1100. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. Craig in Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Well, I think it can work. I don't think you're looking at it like they are looking at it. First of all, if you're an 18-year-old, you better wake up and decide who you're going to vote for, because their plan would be, when you turn a certain age right now, you go, mom and dad take you down, you get your driver's license, and if you're lucky, they get you a car, or you work and get a car. Their plan is, when you turn 16, you're going to get a government-issued bicycle and free bus pass. And there'll be a lot less cars on the road. That's their damn plan. So when you go to college, you'll be living in the 50s again. There'll be one car per household. That's what they would love to see. So wake up, people.
And as you just heard, if everybody drove an electric vehicle, you still have a very small percentage.
10%.
Of oil.
Maybe. You'll reduce.
Reduce.
Yeah. Not but then actually, you've got to, you get,
what's your power bill
you go to all the recycling, you go to all the other non-nastiness after the fact, like Charlie Kirk talked about. Well, there you go.
So true. What'd you say, Craig?
Can I talk about the Bud Light for a minute?
Yeah.
Can I talk about the Bud Light for a minute?
Absolutely.
Sure.
I'm more ticked off about what she said about me than the actual can, the picture, the girl on the can. And now I read today that the higher-ups at Anheuser-Busch didn't know this was going to happen. Well, guess what? You better start backtracking quick, because you're down $6 billion. That woman needs to be fired, and if they care about their consumers, they'll do something. So far, they're doing nothing. And I can't help with story time, drag hour, and I can't do anything about my Minnesota government, what they're doing, but what I can do is stop drinking Bud. And that's my plan.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Craig. The story you're talking about here, Daily Wire reports new details emerge over a mistake that led to Bud Light's paid marketing engagement with trans influencer.
Oh, it was a mistake now.
Right.
Well, what about the vice president that was on talking about all the failed brand? And
that's what he's talking about, too.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Craig goes, yeah, new details have emerged over what allegedly happened inside Anheuser-Busch earlier this spring that led to a highly controversial transgender influencer landing a paid marketing engagement with one of the company's top brands, Bud Light, and how the company's responded to the backlash. No one at the senior level of the company was aware of Bud Light's polarizing partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. Sources close to the situation claim the company is also allegedly pausing its marketing efforts and scrambling to implement a more robust process for evaluating future influencer partnerships. The claims come despite the company's vice president of marketing recently touting her mandate to make the brand more inclusive. And after the company issued a statement confirming the partnership and describing it as an attempt to authentically connect with audiences across various demographics and passion points.
Something that should be brought up here on the Bud Light thing is that they have been, a quick search will find this out, you'll find this out, but they've been supporting the LGBTQ community the brand has touted its Pride campaigns for more than 20 years, including a rainbow aluminum bottle last year for Pride Month. Other major beer brands have also expressed support. The problem that they're facing is that we are sick and tired of this. We are sick and tired of having this paraded, and especially in our pools and courts and tracks. But we're sick and tired of, you know, it's like, hey, yeah, if you could just, you know, whatever you do in your bedroom, if you could just keep that to yourself, that'd be great. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. But it's gone way past reasonable, and now it's, sorry, we're tired. We're done with it. See, $3 billion on their market cap? for Anheuser-Busch they've lost in the last 3 days? $3
billion. I thought it was $6
billion. Phelan was saying $3 billion yesterday.
Maybe it is three. I can't remember the number, but I thought it was higher than that. The only thing I would say about that is, you know, for the dips that have been rather prevalent in the stock market lately, I don't know if you can point to this Mulvaney. I hope it's about that.
Well, their stock has been doing well. The InBev, Anheuser-Busch, have been doing really well until 3 days ago.
And this thing got crazy.
And it's dropped. Yeah, it dropped $2 a share in the first day.
Influential conservative activist Rogan O'Hanley, known as DC Drano on Twitter, said last week that sources inside the company told him that C-level executives were angered over the marketing campaign with Mulvaney. Former Newsmax host John Cardillo wrote on Twitter that it appeared that those same executives did not approve the Mulvaney campaign. Well, you better fix it. You better fix it quick, like you say, whether you're losing market value or whatever. Paul in Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 271-1100. Go ahead, Paul.
Hello. I like just what you guys were just talking about with Anheuser-Busch. That was pretty good. Hey, you know, I'm in my 60s, and global warming, you know, way back in the 60s, it hasn't changed. You know, the temperature has not changed. And the thing about, I just yell at the rooftops when I hear it on the radio about the carbon emissions, the carbon dioxide emissions. We breathe it out, and that's their end game. They want to tax us for our living tax because we are contributing to what they call global warming, which isn't real. Carbon dioxide is a natural element. It's taken in by the plants. They produce oxygen. We breathe in the oxygen. We breathe out carbon dioxide. We keep feeding each other. And that's what I cannot, you know, they change the science to their liking. We used to be taught about carbon dioxide being taken in by plants back in grade school. We were taught that in sixth grade. They don't teach that anymore. Now they're teaching it as a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. And these electric cars, there isn't enough lithium on this planet to supply all of the electric cars they want us to drive. And besides that, these cars are going to weigh 50% more. People hate these potholes. Well, guess what? These potholes are going to get bigger. And they won't be able to repair all the roads because of all the weight on the roads and the semis. Oh, my gosh. If they go electric, they're going to chew up all of our roads like crazy.
It's starting. It's starting. As a matter of fact, appreciate the call. Call again, 701-271-1100. Cliff in Moorhead, you go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Remember when Rush used to talk about Democrats had to lie about what they believed in? And because their ideas would never work. And now today they're cramming all this stuff down. What are the Republicans doing other than just going on and acting like Dorgan used to? Like he'd tell you what the problem is. He never had a solution for anything. But I just feel like that's the Kevin Kramers of the world and all those guys. I mean, they come on and we're mad and they're mad. But I mean, if your neighbor was going to light your house on fire, you'd do something about it. You know, what can the Republicans do? I mean, do they need to go protest or go to Joe Biden's house? I don't know what, but they're not doing anything. We just accept these things and complain about it.
What would be your solution, for instance, on the Bud Light situation?
Well, I mean, if you're a consumer, you can not drink Bud Light if you don't want to. First of all, those executives all are lying. They knew about every bit of this, and that's just how, you know, and then they, but on a Bud Light thing, you don't drink Bud Light. I don't really care about the Bud Light thing. That's capitalism. They can do whatever they want. It's a stupid campaign. But my point is, what are Republicans doing about all of us driving electric cars or sports?
No, that's a fair point, Cliff. Fair point. What's the solution? Be mad, but come with something that says, here's what we're going to do about it.
Thanks for the call.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. At ND Estate Services, it's our job to take a complicated process and make it simple for you and your family. We educate families on how to, number one, avoid probate, protect from guardianship, save taxes, and most importantly, have peace of mind. Contact me, Mark, at 701-318-0908 or contact me via ndestateservices.com.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a Hot Spring Spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Smiling, looking at this photograph. I hear that song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we're on the town. And I just didn't let it go.
11 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, still to come on the program. Dr. Robert Malone will be here on the program today. He was an advisor to Donald Trump during the COVID months. He's written a book, Lies My Government Told Me, and The Better Future Coming. I like that. Fact, but a little hope, too.
Let me ask you a question. If you had the guy, let's say you had a widget, And no one really knew what the widget was about. The widget was going to cure, was going to make things tons and tons better. Would you listen to the guy that invented the widget about what he had to say about it, or would you shut him down and shut him up and say what you wanted to say about the widget?
Well,
because that's what happened.
It is.
Robert Malone is the architect of the mRNA technology and the gene therapy treatment that it actually is. And they canceled him. Awful. Awful what happened to him.
Absolutely. Texter says on the EPA mandate, my response to it is buy two new cars this year with V6 engines. Looks to me like V6 and V8 ICE engines will be outlawed soon. I intend to keep those vehicles till they take my keys away from me. Pry the keys from my dead cold hands, as Charlton Heston once said.
That would be me too, yeah, with all of it.
Way to go. By the way, are you aware Jack Daniels is also facing calls for boycotts over a campaign that featured drag queens? They used RuPaul drag race. This was back in 2012. Back in 2021. So the ad campaign was some time ago, but it's now getting new attention. One other thing I was going to tell you on a different topic, you know, the Tennessee legislators that have been heroes down there for breaking the law, breaking the rules of the legislature?
Oh, the Justins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that Justin Jones, they have found footage showing him holding up and assaulting a driver during the Black Lives Matter Summer of Love.
Oh.
Yeah. So we got some interesting information there. Anyway, that's just breaking on the Blaze.
Back to the Jack Daniels thing. Again, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, they've been promoting, or they've had, you know, they've been accepting and been inclusive for quite a while. So is Jack Daniels. The problem is that when you are celebrating women and you put Dylan Mulvaney on a can to celebrate the fact that you feel that that's actually a woman and deserves to be celebrated as a woman. No.
Yeah. Well,
how about we put Pat Tillman on a can?
And the Jack Daniels spokesperson said that they make products with everyone in mind.
How about we put Chris Kyle
including
on some Bud Light cans?
Including the LGBTQ+ community. As a longtime champion of the LGBTQ+ community, Jack Daniels celebrates individuality and living life boldly on your own terms.
By the way, in most big cities, you could fit all of the transvestite or the trans people into one nightclub. So, I mean, we're not talking about any real numbers here.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here to give us a little little inspiration today. We always appreciate the patriotism and good conversation from our man, Jim. How are you, sir?
Well, pretty good, Scott. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. You know, I see what's going on in America through the lens of the American flag and the cross. And, you know, the more you stick your neck out and the more you risk in this country, the more you really want to pray. the more you want to know that you're not out here running around on your own power and everything. And the way I see things in America right now, there's basically four things going on. And you have your traditional Americans, God, family, country. They're just chugging along, and they're doing what they were taught to do and take care of their own and be responsible. You have your woke Americans. They forget history. They seem to all of a sudden want to make up, you know, new logic and new facts. Then you have your, the wolf will play into our enemy's hands. They kind of repeat the enemy's, you know, there's an enemy to our country. That's the problem I've always had is it's not what I say. I've always kind of been an alarmist. Like, listen up. This is important right now, and I don't do the greatest job of it. But, Scott, I we have enemies. We have enemies to our souls. We have enemies in our country. And, the left is using our enemies, what they're saying. You know, it's not what we say. It's what they say. It's what our enemies are trying to do to us. And Americans need to wake up. And, we're consistently being bombarded with wedges. And, so God, faith, country, America, 38% of us believe in patronage. You know, patriotism anymore, according to one study. I have criticisms for Americans who decide that they're not going to remember history. So what I'm hoping to do is that we will teach our children history, we will teach ourselves history, and we will remember what gave us these freedoms. And the American flag is our supreme, it's our supreme rule for civic learning in America, and we need to get back to that. And I'm asking Americans to remember a traditional American, fly the American flag. I really need flagpoles in the eastern half of North Dakota and Minnesota. Please give me a call. Jim at usflagpoleguy.com. Jim at usflagpoleguy.com.
Or call him at 571-FLAG. God bless you, Jim.
God bless you. God bless America.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.